Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Signing a professional baseball contract is a special moment for any young player. When you sign with your hometown team, it means much more to everyone in the family. Is it good or bad to play Major League Baseball before the hometown fans? Former catcher and broadcaster Joe Garagiola, a native of St. Louis, signed with the Cardinals in the 1940s. Joe Garagiola tells us about that day and more about playing in St. Louis in his memory of the game.
I rooted for the Cardinals because that was the team we used to watch. Our favorite player was the left fielder, Joe Medwick, and we got to be great fans of his for a lot of reasons. Number one, Frantz Lox was the broadcaster, and he described him always as Ducky Wucky Medwick from Carteret, New Jersey, with the bulging biceps. And boy, we want to know what bulging biceps were, so he was our guy. And then we rooted for the St. Louis Browns, but mostly by radio. And our favorite player, when I say ours, Yogi and mine, was a third baseman named Harlan Cliff. Tremendous player. We all wanted to. As all kids, you wanted to play for the hometown team.
Ducky Medwick ended up a Dodger. That must have been shocking for any Cardinal fan.
Well, yeah, especially after he got beaned. Bob Bowman beaned him, but then he came back. He came back to the Cardinals. I was a teammate of his when he came back in late 48 and all of 49. And, in fact, I'm a collector of sorts. And just yesterday, one of the collectors from California, by the way, he brought me a Joe Medwick Hall of Fame card, and he brought me one of his regular baseball cards. And I have one of Joe's contracts that I bought. I still hero worship.
Nice to have Joe Garagiola with us. Great to talk baseball with him. How did the signing take place with the Cardinals?
Yogi and I, with a bunch of the kids, River, Pucci, and all the guys, we were sitting on my porch, and a kid named Pete Fasani came. He played for his uncle's team. His uncle owned a grocery store. He had a baseball uniform on. He said, "Hey, they got a thing out of Sherman Park. And there's two major leaguers. We can go get some autographs." The major leaguers turned out to be Johnny Berardino and Johnny Lucadello from the Browns. So we went out there and we listened to the guy, and he said, "Well, from a group like this, probably three of you will go to big leagues." And that was the farthest thing from our mind, for crying out loud. And we listened, and then afterwards they said, "If you want to try out, just go over there and sign up." And they gave you a piece of canvas with a number on it. And we said, "Let's do it." So it was a WPA project, and there were grown men on both sides. And you took five swings, and they picked you on the team. And Yogi got picked, I got picked, and we played twice a week. And then at the end of the season, this fellow, this gentleman who used to always watch us, I didn't realize he was a bird dog for the Cardinals. And he asked me if I wanted to go work out in Sportsman's Park. I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I can arrange it." And so he arranged it, and he asked me if I had the equipment. I said, "Oh, sure, I got it." I didn't have anything. I had to borrow a Walgreens glove, and the shoes were way too big. I stuffed cotton in the front, and when I finally got to the ballpark, Mr. Joe Sugden, a scout, was there, and he said, "No, shoes don't fit you, do they, kid?" I said, "Oh, they fit fine." He said, "No, come on." We went in the locker room, and I saw all those names, Max Lanier and all that, and I mentioned Max Lanier because I ended up wearing his shoes for the workout. And then Mr. Ricky was the general manager, and he sent me to Springfield, Missouri to work in the grounds crew. And it was part of my job to catch batting practice, which I did, and then the next year I signed a Class C contract.
Boy, what a great story. But you get up to the big leagues, and just to get up to the hometown team is just spectacular. Major league team, but your hometown. How did you get the call to get up the first time?
Well, I was in the Army. World War II was still going. I got out on Mother's Day, and they said, you know, I was going to go to the Cardinals, and I was to join them in Philadelphia. Well, I went to Philadelphia with this, I hesitate, this J.C. Penney suitcase. I look like a real immigrant. And when I said to the hotel clerk who I was and with the Cardinals, he said, it was about 10 o'clock when I got there. And he said, "Well, just go up and Marty Marion," in those days they roomed two. He said, "Marty Marion is up there by himself. Just knock on the door and he'll let you in." I didn't have the guts. I stayed in the hallway, and I stayed there all night long because I didn't want to wake Marty Marion up. But, you know, I'll tell you something. If I were to advise my own son, if he was going to sign a contract, I'd say be careful of signing with the hometown team. There's too many distractions. Everybody, I kid about it now. I just came from St. Louis. I have a book out, Just Play Ball, it's called. It's a blatant plug, but I didn't intend it that way. I did a signing, and I'm still looking for one guy that I got a hit off of. Everybody comes up and they say, "Hey, Joe, I remember you. I used to play again. I used to strike you out all the time. I'm the only guy who went to the big leagues and never got a hit on the playground." And then they come to the ballpark when you're playing. They want baseballs. They want you to get a particular autograph. And if you don't, oh, yeah, sure, now you're a big shot. You got the big head and all that. A lot of distractions. You have to think twice before signing with the hometown team.
Joe Garagiola played 9 years in the majors with the Cards, Pirates, Cubs, and Giants from 1946 through 1954. Joe Ducky Medwick won the Triple Crown with the Cardinals in 1937, leading the National League in batting, 374, runs batted in, 154, and home runs, 31. Harlan Clift, he starred for the St. Louis Browns from 1934 through 1943, leading the American League in RBIs with 111 in 1939. Join Joe Garagiola next on Memories of the Game as he tells us about his first game in the majors. This is Marty Lurie. I'll see you then.